Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive developments at the primary level. On today's program, the principals of two schools, Hastings Primary in Trelawney and Gregory Park Primary in St. Catherine, discuss some of the measures they are taking to boost student achievement. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more.
I am Venetia Patterson Morgridge, principal of the Hastings Primary School, situated in Deeside, Trelawney, the best and the most beautiful school in the parish.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a principal more proud of her school than Miss Patterson Morgridge in Trelawney. This is because, in spite of its relatively small size, it continues to produce outstanding academic results. In fact, Hastings was the top-performing primary school in Trelawney in the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT for the last academic year. But it doesn't stop there.
We not only excel at GSAT, but for this academic year, our Grade 4 literacy was at 94%, the Grade 4 cohort, and the numeracy was at 82%.
So what's the recipe for success? Mrs. Patterson Morgridge says plain old-fashioned hard work, plus a dedicated staff.
I have a very success-driven team. My team makes my work so much easier because they are motivated. So my teachers are here from like 7. When I get to school at 7:30, half of my staff is already at school. We do a lot of extra lessons. We do evening lessons. We do Saturday classes.
Another secret is the successful implementation of a gender-based approach to teaching.
The hallmark program at Hastings Primary School is the gender-based teaching that we have. We separate our boys from our girls because we have recognized from the literature and from our interactions with the students here at school that boys learn differently from girls. It is reaping successes at all different levels. It's not just grade 4. So even though there's not gender-based teaching at grades 1 to 3, but the lesson plans are so tailored to meet the different needs of the boys from the girls.
While enjoying a fairly strong amount of support from parents, Mrs. Patterson Morgridge is certain that the school would enjoy even more success if it had more support from Corporate Jamaica to help upgrade its learning facilities.
Our school was built to hold, I think, 180 students, and we have 366 presently. So you know we are bursting at the seams. So we definitely need additional buildings, and everybody wants to come to our school because our school is the successful school in Trelawney.
Over in St. Catherine, on the north side of the community of Portmore, you will find Gregory Park Primary School. The school has had its ups and downs, but it's determined to achieve its objective of providing quality education to its students and positively impact their lives. Just ask Principal Richard Williams.
At Gregory Park, we believe that learning is fun and all children are respected, and so we try to ensure that our instructional activities meet the developmental needs of our children. Creative, dynamic lessons so that our children can learn.
The school currently accommodates over 1,000 students, many of whom are among the less fortunate, a factor which impacts teaching and learning. Principal Williams says a proactive approach is being taken to improving literacy and numeracy rates at the school.
The school has a literacy rate at this time at 78%, and our numeracy rate is still below the national average. We have increased our mastery by 20% in the last sitting, in the 2015 sitting. So we are hoping to do 20% each year for the next 3 years.
The school is also set to receive an enrichment room from telecoms company Digicel, which Williams is convinced will help students make even greater academic strides.
We are quite excited about this year because at grade 6 we currently have like 140 students that we are preparing for the GSAT, and we are anticipating a good result.
Principal of Gregory Park Primary, Richard Williams. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.